The available human alternatives. The available human ideologies may be classified under two main headings: the capitalist liberal democracies on the one hand and the Marxist totalitarian regimes on the other. In terms of historical development, the liberal democracies of today have evolved in the context of a capitalistic economy. Capitalism, as an advanced economic order, has achieved a degree of improvement in the material conditions of man. But it remains bedeviled by its glaring inequalities and unfairness in the distribution of wealth and power, notwithstanding claims of democracy and liberty for the individual. Economic need humiliates and degrades. Inequality breeds bitterness and hatred. Marxism, consequently, emerged with its unrelenting drive for economic equality and its overwhelming appeal to the deprived and frustrated masses. But as a reaction to the liberal individualistic tradition, it went to the other extreme and created an oppressive totalitarian state. Thus, in purporting to achieve economic equality, Marxism defeats the purpose of that equality, namely the dignity and liberty of the individual. This contrast sums up the whole history of human philosophy. The dilemma has always been how to achieve the right balance between the apparently conflicting interests of the individual with those of society. Mankind has never been able to achieve that balance. In earlier societies, the interest of the individual was sacrificed for that of society. More recently, the liberal tradition has favored the individual and his liberty, but it was an empty and meaningless victory. Humans became free theoretically, but they were economically and emotionally constrained. Marxism came to restore the advantage to society, but at the same time, it established the totalitarian state where humans lost their individuality and personal liberty in exchange for economic equality. Even that actuality turned out to be equality and poverty and hardship, inasmuch as Marxism destroyed the capitalistic incentive for high productivity without providing an adequate alternative. It is true that in response to the Marxist challenge, liberal democracies have modified their economic policies in order to dissipate the anger and frustration of the working classes. That was done primarily through concessions to the trade union movement. It is also true that Marxist totalitarian regimes have yielded under the pressure of world opinion and in response to their own economic interests by granting a few minor concessions to their subjects in terms of human rights. But both ideologies retain their essential character and inherent contradictions. Hence, they remain mutually irreconcilable. Each remains unable to resolve the fundamental problems facing mankind. This means that the ideological conflict continues. Peaceful coexistence and so-called détente are merely tension-reducing devices unable to resolve the underlying causes of conflict. It must be realized, however, that if the terms of this conflict remain in their present relative position, Marxism will prevail because it is the more theoretical, ruthless, and unrelenting. There is no way out of this awful prospect except by having an immediate armed confrontation, which will be the end of all civilization, or finding a third alternative ideology. The capitalist liberal democracies of the world, despite their shortcomings, may be able to maintain the balance and negate the Marxist threat long enough to allow us to find such an alternative.